Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3329BN. Today's date is April 14th, 2024, and the title of the episode is World War III, Scare Necessary Event. Not everything will be clean. Remember why we're here. Let's talk about our health. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist that has affected millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain and fatigue and digestive discomfort and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods and it's far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix the problem from your home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy, which contain the hidden potential toxin. So you can find this yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That's gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22 because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public, free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid. Go find that video at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22 or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now heading down the path that Trump has set for them. And I don't mean just Trump alone. I do believe this was planned out from the very, very beginning. Remember, going back in time, Trump has let us know that he sees World War III, even though nobody else can see it. And slowly but surely, what has happened? We've seen crisis points all across the globe. We see it out in Ukraine with Russia. We see it with China and Taiwan, and now in the Middle East. And everything is building and building and building. And I do believe this scare event is necessary. Because once again, you just can't tell the people. You must show the people, and the people must reach that point of destruction where they'll find the will to change. And when we talk about World War III, we were told about this because, again, this was part of their 16-year plan. We were told that this is what they were going to do. They were going to bring this entire country to war. Actually, if Trump didn't win the election, Hillary Clinton, part of the 16-year plan, the last 8 years was to bring us to war. And what I find very interesting is that when people are told this, that, you know, we're going to see World War III, we're going to see this happen, people say, I can't believe I'm actually seeing this happen. Can you believe that this is happening? Can you believe that we might go to war? Yes. We were told this. And when you look at what happened, you can see that this is being done to show the people, look, if you have an individual that overthrew the United States government, not just him alone, we know there's many people working behind him, he's just the puppet guy, and he implements all his policies, reverses everything that Trump did, and he's weak, what happens? You see the country being destroyed. You see war building up all over the place. Remember, we came from peace. We came from a secure border. We came from a good economy. Now everything's being reversed. So the people now are seeing this and it's becoming very, very clear. Remember, all of this, everything has to do with the 2024 election. It has to do with the people, and the people must take back the country. And for those people that aren't awake, the people must receive a gigantic slap. Remember, Trump opened the door. He can't tell the people to walk through it. The people must decide on their own to walk through the door. So how do you have the people decide to walk through the door? What do you have to do to show them and convince them that you must take back this country? Because if you don't, they will destroy everything. They will destroy all of your freedoms, your rights, and they will bring us to war in the end because that's their ultimate plan. Well, for those people who are non-believers, those people that just can't wrap their brain around it, and there's many, many people out there, especially the D's, They must be shown. They must experience it, and they will. And I remember just a couple of reports ago, we were talking about how as we approach the election, it's going to get very, very scary. And I do believe, I said, take 9/11, take COVID, take the Cuban Missile Crisis, wrap it all into one. That's what you're going to experience. Now, again, I'm just telling you this. And many people say, I just don't believe it. There's no way this is going to happen. But it is happening. Because Trump and the Patriots, they know they need to wake the country up. Yes, there's a lot of people awake. There's a lot of people that see what's happening. But he needs the country for the counterinsurgency. And everything's not going to be perfect. Remember, we're still at war. It's an information war. I do believe it's going to go physical. Do I think Trump and the Patriots, do I think they have control? Absolutely. I think the only way Trump was going to do this was if he had control and the military had control. And I do believe, yes, he's working with many different leaders. Remember, we are here for a specific reason. The reason is to show the people, explain to the people why this is happening, and to take back the country. Because again, most of the people that are saying this, they're afraid. Go back to COVID. When COVID struck, do you think people thought, oh, this is happening because of the elections? This is happening because they want to cheat in the elections? No, people were like, holy crap, it's a virus. It's an invisible enemy. Well, I don't see it, but I'm scared. Most of the people were afraid. But once again, what was it really for? Yes, I know there's many different agendas associated with because the real pandemic is the bioweapon. But why did they do this? They needed to stop Trump. Why are they bringing the country to war? Why is the world going to war? Because they need to cover up their crimes and they need to stop Trump. How do you stop Trump? Well, you can't allow the elections to happen because if the elections happen, I think they already realize that Trump's going to win. If they can't cheat in the elections and they have a difficult time cheating because there's just too many people, they just can't create all those ballots. They can't extend the elections for 2-3 weeks. Well, if you can't win that way, what do you got to do? You need to basically stop the elections. See, they're doing it because they need to stop the elections. Trump is showing the people and his counterinsurgency is building and countering everything that they're trying to do. And in the end, while all this is happening, all of this is going to work against them. And the people, they will wake up, even the D's, even the people that don't believe, that just don't want to listen, that stamp their feet, hold their ears and say, this can't be true. There's no way that this is a coordinated effort where the deep state is trying to destroy everything. That sounds ridiculous. Well, I guess all those people that were getting on the trains in Nazi Germany, they also thought that was ridiculous. No, they wouldn't bring us to concentration. No, they wouldn't hurt us. So once again, the non-believers, what happens? I think everyone knows. So what we're seeing right now is this push to wake everybody up. And yes, the only way people wake up is if they're brought to the precipice, that moment of there's no way out of this, but only one. I mean, we can't escape, we can't hide, no one can help this except one person that is talking about peace. Because once the people are backed up against the wall and there's no place to go, they're going to have to find that will. And that is what's happening right now. And actually, if you really think about what Trump and the Patriots have done right now, Trump, he had Speaker Johnson, which I do believe is a puppet. I think most of these people, they are controlled. They do what they're told to do. And he had Johnson come out and he had a speech about how we need to make sure that everyone is a citizen who votes. We need ID and we need actually paper ballots. I do believe he just set everything up. Remember, this is the court of public opinion. I mean, if you're expecting the House to have the bill, it's going to pass the House, it's going to go to the Senate, it's going to pass. Hey, that'd be great. That'd be fantastic. Again, it's already illegal to vote if you're not a citizen. So we're just making laws over laws over laws. But think about the court of public opinion. Why did he put this out now? Why was this mentioned? And think about the timing of it all. Think about war that is building. You don't think the U.S. is going to be attacked one way or another? Do you think it's just going to be out there? You think people are going to be scared enough if it's out there? Really think about how all of this is coming together. Why did he put that message out, and why did he want the people to hear it? Because now it puts the D's in a very, very difficult position. And yes, if they do the right thing, which I don't think they're going to do, the problem is solved. But you really think they want people to use ID? Do you think they just want citizens to vote? No. But he actually trapped them in all of this. Now, we're going to be discussing a lot more of this a little bit later. But first, what's very interesting, and we're looking at the Bidens right now, think about all the crimes that they've committed and how they're treasonous and how their criminal syndicate protects them. So right now, we have Hunter Biden and his attorneys, and they're trying to convince the judge that they need to throw out Hunter Biden's gun charges. And the federal prosecutor has urged the judge to actually reject Hunter Biden's efforts to dismiss the gun charges brought against him. And you need to remember that he purchased a weapon where he lied on the form, which is a crime, and on his brown leather gun pouch, which he used to hold his weapon, it was tested positive for cocaine residue. So once again, we have Hunter Biden, who lied on an FBI background check, and there was drugs found on the brown pouch that he held the weapon in. So really think about that for a second. Now, remember, all these people are telling us, hey, the background checks, that's not enough. Oh, well, they just broke the law. E. Jean Carroll has a weapon that's illegal. She just broke the law. Think about that for a second. So I think the people are starting to realize this, and the people are starting to understand what is happening here. They could see the criminal syndicate. They could see the two-tier justice system. They can see the hoax trials. They're starting to see it all. And basically, the deep state players, they are panicking over all of this. Because when people wake up and the people see all this, the people start to understand who the liars, who the thieves are, who the criminals are. And it's becoming very, very clear every day that passes. And you could see Joe Biden, his administration, they're trying to control the narrative the best way they can. And how are they doing this? Well, we've come to learn that the government was involved in censoring people on Twitter and, of course, all the other social media platforms. We even have the Biden administration, who wanted to ban gas stoves. He had Snopes actually rewrite what they were actually doing. He didn't want Snopes to say, yes, their intention is to ban stoves. So he actually pressured Snopes to rewrite that entire fact check. This is how panicked they really are. And you could see that they're trying to control the narrative, but the narrative is falling apart. And remember, this is all about the 2024 election. This is about the people taking back the country. To take back the country, what do you need to see? You need to see your freedoms being attacked every single day. Basically, what Trump has done, he is taking the Revolutionary War and reproduced it. And what you're witnessing is you're seeing your freedom be violated every single day. And this is what the Founding Fathers saw every single day. The British government was going after their freedom. They came in and they censored people. They tried to get their weapons. They went ahead and put their soldiers in people's homes. They searched everything without a warrant. This is what you're witnessing today. The difference is that we don't have blood, destruction, and death right now all across the country, just like that movie Civil War actually wants, if you really think about it. And the latest move was FISA. People are seeing, well, wait a minute, they just voted on the FISA bill, which allows the government to spy on Americans without a warrant. Does that even make sense? No, it doesn't. So Anna Paulina Luna on X, she decided, you know something, I'm going to use this very rare procedural move to delay the Senate's consideration of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And this is what she put out on X. You cannot have free and open society with the warrantless spying of Americans. Today, the bipartisan vote to force intelligence committees to get a warrant was lost by one vote. In effort to stop this, I requested a rare procedural maneuver that will force a second vote on Monday. Hopefully, we can change minds. I'll be writing all 435 members over the weekend. Please help me. Talk to your reps. We have one last shot at this. So once again, this is what the people are seeing. And think about it. FISA is now in focus. Everyone's learning about FISA. What is FISA? Everyone's starting to think logically. They heard the word FISA, and now it's coming into focus. And I do believe this is perfectly timed for what is coming with the Crossfire Hurricane and Obama. Because if you really think about it, war is now building in the Middle East. We know that the borders are completely and utterly wide open. And we know that Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest, they sold uranium to Russia. They sold uranium to Russia. Russia then sold uranium to who? North Korea, Iran, and many other places. And remember, where did this originate? The United States. Can it be tracked back to the United States? Absolutely. Actually, if you look at the movie Sum of All Fears, it's very, very similar of what is happening. And think about it. The National Guard, they just had a simulation of a nuclear weapon in a basketball arena where they had to evacuate 8,000 people. So think about what's happening right now. It looks like all the pieces are starting to come together. And will we have continual scare events as we move forward and get closer and closer to the election? Absolutely. Do I think this is a lot of this is going to happen around the month of August? Because yes, the month of August is normally very hot, but we also have Congress where they leave D.C. And the deep state, they normally like to do things around the August month timeframe. But we'll have to see how this all plays out as we move forward, because you can see things are really starting to build up. And this entire argument about gun control and everything like that, that is completely and utterly falling apart on the deep state players. First of all, we had a woman who lived in China, communist China, under Mao, and she just blew the gun control argument completely away. And all these people saying we need to stop these mass shooters, they're using the assault weapons and we have to stop this. Well, what's very interesting is we had a mass stabbing in Sydney, Australia, 7 dead. So let's see, should we start to ban knives now? Because is it really the weapon? Is it the weapon that is killing people? No, it's the person. And this is becoming very, very clear right now. And out in Sydney, this happened in a Westfield shopping center, and it's absolutely horrific that this happened. But it shows the people, look, this has nothing to do with an assault rifle. This has nothing to do with a gun. Anyone can pick up anything and use it as a weapon. We've done this throughout history. We've done it with rocks. We've done it with clubs. We've done it with swords. And yes, you can kill a lot of people with a knife, with a sword. It's proven now. People could see this very, very clearly. Can you imagine if one of these people had a concealed carry? Do you think this would have gone this far? Absolutely not. It would have been stopped. Think about how many weapons are in the United States. What, 200 million? I mean, if the people really wanted to do something, I think everyone would know. And that tells you everything you need to know. But once again, this shows you that the entire argument is completely and utterly falling apart. And you have to remember, they were trying to get the weapons away. Why? Because they didn't want the people to have the ability to defend themselves against their soldiers. Their soldiers are the illegals that they're bringing in here. All the criminals, the drug traffickers, human traffickers, terrorists, MS-13 gang members, insane asylum people, you name it. They didn't want the people to defend themselves, because if you remove the weapons from the people, they have the upper hand. You don't think these people were going to have weapons? Of course they were. They just didn't want the people to have weapons. How were they going to get weapons? Illegally. So once again, their entire agenda is completely and utterly falling apart. They didn't get what they wanted. And actually, the counterinsurgency is now building and building and building. And people now, they are seeing it all play out. And once again, you have to remember, those people are awake. This is not for you. You might be seeing it. You might be worried. You understand that this was coming. But again, this is for all those people that are still brainwashed, still sleeping, still do not believe. And the only way to make them believe is to have them go through it. Sometimes you have to walk through the darkness to get to the light. And this is exactly what we're seeing right now. We're seeing World War III, just like Trump predicted. We knew that this was coming. This shouldn't be a surprise to people that have been watching this. It'll be a surprise to other people, but this should not be a surprise because we're going to see more and more of this as we move forward. And Biden, he knew exactly what was happening. He knew that Iran was going to attack. Actually, I think we all did this. But actually, Iran, using back channels, and back channels are very important, they actually notified Biden to let him know that this was going to happen. So if he knew this was going to happen, why did he go to the beach? Why did he decide to go to the beach if he knew that this was going to happen? Because when he was at the beach, what happened? Iran launched their cruise missiles towards Israel. And we had Jordan and Egypt. They closed their airspace. Yes, the Iron Dome was taking out a lot of missiles. But you need to know and understand something very important with all this is that Israel, and this is coming from Wexler, that Israel is defending the Muslim sites. Israel is also protecting 1.7 million Muslims who live in Israel, including those that reject its existence as a country. So the missiles came in, and where did the missiles hit? Was there any loss of life? Was Iran doing this to save face? Let's go back a little bit in time. Remember when Trump killed their general and Iran retaliated? Well, they told Trump they were going to retaliate. They have to retaliate. And we're going to do it in a way where nothing is really damaged and there is no one that's going to be hurt. Isn't this what just happened out in Israel? Yes, it is. So think about that for a second. I mean, if Iran really wanted to retaliate, why wouldn't they hit key areas in Israel? The missiles that got through. Think about it for a second. But what's very interesting, all of this comes back to who? Biden. Didn't Biden give Iran money? Didn't he fund all of this? Trump is showing the people. This lunatic is going to bring us to war. This is for all those D's that are out there watching this play out. Mike Davis put this out because he's responding to what Biden put out. Biden put out, "I condemn Iran's attack in the strongest possible terms and reaffirm America's ironclad commitment to the security of Israel." Mike Davis says, "You funded Iran's attack on Israel." Now remember, the deep state players, they want to bring us to war. So what do they normally do? They fund both sides. Remember, they have no allegiance. They don't really care. They just want the war to start. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, under Trump, Iran was weak and broke. Under Biden, Iran is rich and funding terror. Absolutely. And remember, Joe Biden gifted Iran with over $80 billion since entering the White House. So could they arm and fund terrorist groups? Absolutely. Can they build nuclear weapons? Absolutely. Can they build missiles now? Absolutely. And Trump, as soon as this happened, Trump said, and he was out in Pennsylvania doing his rally, he says, "I want to say God bless the people of Israel. They're under attack right now. It would not have happened if we were in office." And he's absolutely right. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and actually NBC put this out, and if you read down in this article, it looks like Biden was communicating with Iran using back channels for the past 2 weeks, and Iran indicated it would retaliate against Israel, but wanted to avoid an escalation that would lead to an all-out war. So Iran looks like they did exactly what happened with Trump. They attacked, but they're doing it to save face. All those people that are watching CNBC, MSNBC, Fox, and everything else, what are they seeing? They're seeing war being built up, and it is coming. Now, it's very interesting, like we said from the very beginning, Biden went down to the beach because he knew what they were going to do. So he really didn't care. Actually, it shows that he's on vacation again while war is breaking out, Because you have to look at both sides of this. You're in the know, so you know certain things are happening. The other people, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're trying to wake them up and bring them to the precipice so they actually snap out of their brainwashing, their slumber. And they need to show, look, Biden goes to the beach all the time. We're at war, Biden's at the beach. This is the guy that you want as the resident. Remember, going back in time, they always said that Trump was on vacation. Actually, Biden is always on vacation. And Trump, he put out two truths. He said the following: due to universal outrage and my truth, crooked Joe Biden has been forced to go back to the White House tonight instead of tomorrow. Then Trump put this out. After reading my truth, Biden's handlers convince him not to release his taped speech on Israel. He'll now attempt to do it live, probably tomorrow. He doesn't want to leave his house with the Corvette in Delaware. And that's very funny. But once again, Biden, he spoke to Netanyahu. An OSINT defender put this out. And he told Netanyahu that just take the win. There was nothing of value that was lost. And now you should be just taking the win. You won. So do you think Israel is just going to sit back and do nothing? No, Israel vows clear and decisive response as Iran warns Israel not to make another mistake. So are people getting a little nervous about this? Are they scared out of their minds? No, not yet. Because remember, this is happening across the world. It's not really hitting home. Yes, they hear about it. Yes, this is terrible. Yes, oh, wow, I don't want this to happen. Someone needs to stop this. But are they scared? Are they scared enough to say, we need someone who's stronger to step in and calm the situation down? No, those people are not there yet. And remember, the borders are now wide open. So do you think there is terrorists in this country with what you're seeing out in the Middle East? Do you think there might be something that happens here? Most likely. So we have DC Drano. He put this out and he said, are we about to see an Iran active terror cell within America filled with jihadis that came across our open border? Well, once again, there are a lot of them in here. Would this wake a lot of people up? I do believe so. Would people then say we need to close our borders? I do believe so. Will people get nervous that the war is coming here? Yeah, I do believe so. But let's go back a little bit in time. Remember, they were continually telling us that Trump was going to bring us to war. He was going to start World War III. That was their entire narrative when Trump was in office. What did Trump do? He turned the tables on them. Who's actually starting the war? Oh, it's Biden, the deep state players. Remember, they always planned to have a war. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Has investing got you stressed? Is it too complicated? Well, don't leave your money in the bank. It's losing value. Get it working. Invest in precious metals with Noble Gold Investments. It's simple, real, and always there for you. Real through history's toughest times. And Noble Gold Investments' American experts make it easy. If you're after an IRA and you qualify, you'll even get a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin. Keep it simple. You can't go wrong with precious metals. Invest with Noble Gold Investments. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. But it was supposed to be with Hillary. When Trump stepped in, it put them way behind and they thought, oh, we can start this war and we can blame it all on Trump. It didn't work. Trump shut it all down. Actually, he did the opposite. He had peace across the world. Peace in North Korea. Peace in the Middle East. Peace in Ukraine. There was peace everywhere. The war in Syria was coming to an end. Trump got rid of the Islamic State. I mean, he pushed them back, made them hide in the shadows, but removed a lot of them from Syria. Think about that for a second. And now all of it's back. Under who? Under the resident. And let me just go back a little bit in time, back to 2020. This was a CNN article. And Biden says that Trump's erratic actions had brought us to the brink of conflict with Iran, and another war in the Middle East is the last thing we need. I'm thankful no one, either American or Iraqi, was killed in the Iranian missile strike. Both Trump and Iran's leaders should take the opportunity to de-escalate and take active steps to avert further conflict. Think about that for a second, what he just said there. Think about what's happening right now. And then Biden, he put this out back in 2020, and he says, Trump has no strategy when it comes to Iran. No end game. The only way out of his self-made crisis is through diplomacy. Clear-eyed, hard-nosed diplomacy, grounded in strategy. That's not about one-off decision or one-upmanship. So Trump turned this around using Biden's words against him, and now Biden has the crisis on his hands. Biden has to deal with this. And yes, you think people aren't going to bring this up? You don't think people are going to continually replay that Biden said that Trump's going to bring us to war, that his policies are going to bring us to World War III? Well, Trump's policies brought peace. Biden's policies are doing what? They're bringing us to war. And remember what Biden did. He drained the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and he also just canceled refilling it. So during World War III now picking up that everyone is witnessing, now we don't have the Strategic Petroleum Reserve that we needed if we go to World War III. Remember, it was there for a disaster or a war. So think about everything that Biden has done. You don't think the people are going to start to think about what's happening? This is how you bring the people to the precipice. Now, again, this is going to get worse and worse as we go forward. I do believe it's going to be COVID. It's going to be 9/11 and the Cuban Missile Crisis all wrapped up into one. So when we say scare event, it's hard to even explain it. So you're going to see things that you cannot believe, just like you saw it with COVID, just like you saw it with 9/11. You're going to see things that are going to scare the people, and it's going to reach their soul where they're going to say, I don't want a nuclear war. This is getting too much. This guy doesn't know what he's doing. He can't get us out of here. And the only guy that's talking peace is this guy over here. This is what's going to happen as we get closer and closer. Remember, the deep state players, they want a war. They're going to play both sides. It's not going to look like they're playing both sides, but they're playing both sides because they want a war. That's their main objective. Dan Scavino on X put this out and said, none of this shit happened during 45's administration. None of it. He's absolutely right. General Flynn on X put this out. The dirty little secret is that U.S. taxpayers are funding all sides of the war in the Middle East. We're funding Iran, a state sponsor of terror, all of its surrogates, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthi rebels in Yemen. We're funding Israel, who is supposed to be our close ally, and we're still funding a satellite of Iran. So we're funding the entire war, both sides. That is because of zero, and I mean zero leadership in WDC. And we're still funding the war in Ukraine. Pray for America because we are rapidly collapsing on our own weight due to weak, pathetic, feckless leaders across all parties in WDC. And he's absolutely right. And that is what the people are seeing. Remember, Trump is showing everyone. He's showing everyone weakness. And he's showing everyone strength. Peace through strength. People, just like you're seeing the two-tier justice system. Just like you're seeing the open borders, the closed borders, just like you're seeing a good economy and a bad economy, now you're seeing a leader that is strong and a leader that is weak. You're seeing a leader that can have peace because he's strong. You're seeing a leader that is weak, which will bring in and usher in war. You're seeing both sides. This is how you wake the population up. Trump, he put this out on Truth, and it points to Rick Scott, who says, this is the strength we need back in the White House. And he points to Trump's tweet back in the day when he was in office. And it says, to Iranian President Rouhani, never ever threaten the United States again, or you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. We are no longer a country that will stand for your demented words or violence and death. Be cautious. So when Trump was in the White House, Iran will not do anything. When Biden's in the White House, well, is there strength there? No. Are they threatened by Biden? No. This is what the American people are seeing right now. Then Dan Scavino put this out on X, and it's pointing to Trump back in 2014. He is quoting George S. Patton, may God have mercy upon my enemies. So people could see very, very clearly that we can have peace through strength. You need a strong leader to have peace. A weak leader will bring us to war every single time. And yes, the people, they understand that the tensions in the Middle East, They're going to bring us to war. It will lead the United States to war. How do we know this? Rasmussen Reports put out a poll and says, how likely is it that increasing tensions in the Middle East between Iran and the United States will lead to war? It's likely. Democrats, 64%. Independents, 64%. GOP, 71%. All voters, 66%. So the people already know that these tensions, they're going to bring the United States to war. So the people, they now believe that World War III could happen. So they're looking at Biden right now saying, okay, how are you going to stop this? You know this is going to escalate. You know it's going to get worse. Think about the plan. Think about what Trump did. Everything that they were trying to do to Trump, he turned it around and put it all on them. He made this his campaign to get the people on his side. Actually, it's very, very similar to Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson went to the people. His opponent had the establishment. So if you look at it today, Trump is going after the people. The criminals have the establishment and the people that they're bringing into this country to fight the American people. Really think about that for a second. So let's go back to post 1145. Now, missiles entered Israeli airspace on April 13th. This post is on April 13th. Trust POTUS, not Biden, the commander in chief. Sparrow read, missiles only, intel good. And Trump, during his rally out in Pennsylvania, he let everyone know that this is just the beginning. Next up is China and Taiwan. Take a listen to what he said here.
What's going on with the world? What's going on? Everybody's fighting. Russia, Ukraine, Israel, the Middle East is blowing up. Everything's blowing up. China's going to be next with Taiwan because of weakness. China's going to be next. What's going on? He said, bring Donald Trump back as president and it'll all stop. It'll all stop.
So the world now is fighting with each other. Nations are going to get involved. Now think about the rest of the people. When they see all of this, are the people in the end going to be with Biden? Even the young generation. Because remember, the young generation, they will be drafted. Think about all the people in this country that are with Antifa, BLM, all the young people that are military age. Do you think they're going to want war? Let's say we are at the precipice of war, and we know there is a bill in Congress that says everyone will be drafted. Do you think people are going to say absolutely not? Do you think Biden's followers are going to say absolutely not? I think when everything hits the fan, everyone that's supporting Biden is going to go, no, we're not heading in this direction. These people might even riot against Biden. Think about this for a second. Think about how scared people are going to be. Think about all, you know, the trans people and all these people. Do you really think they want to fight in a war? Do you think the young people want to fight in a war? Absolutely not. Remember, the enlistment into the armed forces has dropped dramatically. If a war is building, what are they going to do? They're going to have to draft people. So when they hear, and I'm talking about his follow, you know, he's canceling the student loan debt, trying to buy his voters. When they hear that there's a bill that says everyone has to be drafted, all women have to register, these people are not going to go along with it. Think about the strategy that Trump just used. How do you move these people in the opposite direction? Now, they might go to RFK. But again, who's talking about peace? Who has a plan? Who knows all the players? Think about it for a second. This is all going to backfire on them. Just like the CDC's study is backfiring on them in regards to the vaccines and sudden deaths. Because when they put out their study, remember, it's not peer-reviewed yet. So this is another study that they're using, and they analyzed the death certificates from Oregon for people aged 16 to 30 who died between June 2021 and December 2022. Why didn't they go past 2022? Why didn't they even mention there was a peer-reviewed study of this same exact thing? And remember, a peer-reviewed study is something that you can replicate. A study is meaningless unless you can replicate it. So this study came from South Korea, and it confirms vaccines induced myocarditis, and it caused cardiac deaths among people younger than 45. And this is a peer-reviewed study compared to the CDC that is giving us a study, but it's not peer-reviewed, just like everything else. They never gave us peer-reviewed studies on masks. They never gave us peer-reviewed studies on the effects of the vaccine. They never showed us if there were any side effects. So once again, this is being pushed out there to try to convince people to accept vaccines again and to show that the pharmaceutical companies, this has nothing to do with them, but everything started when everyone started to get the bioweapon. This whole story is falling apart. It's almost like when they put out the study in The Lancet that said hydroxychloroquine kills people. Well, scientists started to look at it. Doctors started to look at it and go, wait a minute. This is all fake data. This cannot be peer reviewed. We're not getting the same results. And the statistics that you got are absolutely ridiculous. You know what they did? They withdraw the study. They withdraw the whole thing because it was a lie to convince you that this wouldn't work. Everything that they do is a lie to push their agenda. And the people are catching on right now. Now, it's very interesting. Just on Friday, we mentioned how the WHO is going to have their vote in regards to taking control of the health procedures if there is any type of pandemic. Now, of course, this vote is happening behind closed doors. And what do you think is going to happen? They're going to vote no? No, they're going to vote yes. And you can see already they're already preparing for the latest plandemic. Because once again, if they know all about it, it's planned. I mean, if they know it's going to be deadlier, if they know all about this, they already know what they have planned. And Australia is preparing its own National Guard to enforce lockdowns during the next pandemic. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. We know what's coming. We know that they're going to cheat in the election. We know what's going to happen. It shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody. Just like it shouldn't come as a surprise that January 6th was a coordinated effort by the deep state players because this was their insurrection. They dressed up as Trump supporters. They used confidential human sources, at least 100 of them. They coordinated and planned this for over a year. And now the truth is coming out that Trump ordered the National Guard. So a National Guard whistleblower says we were ready to be deployed on January 6th on Trump's orders, hours, but were held back by the Pentagon in a new testimony. So now everything that they told us, this whistleblower is saying, yeah, that didn't happen. They lied to you. So whistleblowers from the DC National Guard will tell Congress that Trump did want them deployed during the Capitol riot, and the Army delayed telling them to mobilize in a new hearing that is coming up next week. At least three officers will appear before a House subcommittee, this will be on Wednesday, to claim their stories were also ignored by the Democrat-led January 6th committee because it didn't fit their narrative. The hearing will aim to further prove that Acting Defense Secretary at the time, Christopher Miller, did give advance approval of DC National Guard deployment at the direction of Trump. So here we are, and everything they told us is a lie. They hid Trump's tweets at the time. And they're the ones who decided not to have National Guard. Why did they decide not to have the National Guard? Because if the National Guard was there, they couldn't have their insurrection. So you had to keep the National Guard away so the deep state could complete the overthrow of the United States government by having an insurrection. The insurrection was not against Biden. It was against Trump. Trump was the president. Biden, his election results weren't even certified. The only way you have an insurrection is against a president, a sitting president. And that's why they didn't want the National Guard there. Remember, it didn't fit their narrative. And we could see that it is all falling apart around them. And actually, I do believe Trump has now trapped them and set them down a path for the elections. Remember, this is about the 2024 elections. And remember, they're bringing in all these illegals. They're going to try to use them for voting. They're going to try to use him for chaos. And Trump invited Speaker Johnson to Mar-a-Lago. Trump stood behind him while Johnson said, what we're going to do is we're going to pass a bill where everyone has to be registered and they have to prove that they're citizens of the United States. So he said, our bill will require that every single person who registers the vote in a federal election must prove that they're an American citizen first. You have to prove it. That will be a new part of the federal law and a very important one. Our bill also requires states to remove non-citizens from their existing voter rolls. That's a big problem, too. And it'll provide access to databases from the Department of Homeland Security and the Social Security Administration to help the states administer this. So think about it. Now, the D's are trapped in this. Remember, it's illegal right now to vote if you're not a citizen. But just by proposing this bill, it puts the D's in a very difficult position. And remember, this is actually for the court of public opinion. When people hear this, the people go, you know something? I agree with that. These people that are just coming over the border, they shouldn't have the right to vote yet. People are getting pissed off. They're using our resources. They're using our recreation centers. They're taking over the streets. We're paying for all of this. The people are getting pissed off in these cities. So do you think the people are going to go along with this? Absolutely. How do we know this? Well, Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said, preventing illegal immigrants from voting is very important, according to majority of voters who agree with Elon Musk that Democrats are encouraging immigration as part of a plan to gain a permanent majority. Then Rasmussen Reports put this out and says, 78% of likely U.S. voters believe it is important to prevent illegal immigrants from voting in American elections, including 62% who consider it very important. Just 17% disagree. So Trump, he pretty much set them up right here. And we'll be talking about that in just a sec. But what's very interesting is we could see the fake news. They're already trying to convince everyone that this is a conspiracy theory. The Associated Press put this out and said, non-citizen voting isn't an issue in federal elections, regardless of conspiracy theories. True the Vote responded to this and said, deny states access to federal migrant tracking databases, preventing voter registration citizenship checks. Done. Register 10 million plus new migrants for social service programs with baked-in voter registration. See NVRA and EO 14019. Happening now. Number three, pass an executive order granting amnesty and citizenship status. Coming soon, this letter from Senator Durbin is just the warm-up. It's coming. Nothing else makes sense. So think about it. The people, they agree that they shouldn't be voting. If Biden goes ahead and they agree with Elon Musk that they're trying to get these people to vote, if he just swoops in and says they're all citizens, well, it makes no difference because the people already reject this. They know that he's doing this on purpose just to get them to vote. Brian Cates put this out on X and said, here comes the kill shot. The Democratic Party is literally going to emoluate itself to try to get illegals the right to vote in our elections. He says, understand the dynamic here. You're already seeing it. What's the counterpart being made to Johnson's legislation? It's already illegal for non-citizens to vote in our elections. So this law isn't necessary. Yet, what are they about to be forced to do? They're about to be forced into explicitly stating no one should have to prove they are a citizen to vote. You verify that only citizens are voting in federal elections by providing proof of U.S. citizenship. Democrats are about to be forced into an incoherent, garbled position that no one need prove they are U.S. citizens to vote in U.S. federal elections because illegals voting in our election is rare and almost never happens. So, my goodness, why would anyone want to prevent it? Why? They must be racist. I'm already looking forward to the Democrats being flushed out into the open on this. Stop trying to prevent illegals from voting in our election, you stupid racists. So really think about what they're doing here. Think about what Trump just did. Trump trapped the deep state. Remember, this is the court of public opinion. This message is for the people of this country. No matter what the deep state does, the people want to know that illegals cannot vote if they are not citizens. The polls are already showing this. So what are they going to do? They're going to introduce this bill. And what can the deep state do about this? Well, the deep state can vote against this bill, this would be a disaster, wouldn't it? Because if they're going on the assumption that no illegals can vote, then what's the big deal? Just show that you're a citizen. Interesting. The deep state can have more rhinos retire and take control of the House, and this bill just completely disappears. But the people already heard it. The people are going to say, well, why aren't you pushing this bill? That doesn't make any sense. The deep state can now fast track the illegals to be citizens. This will backfire. Trump already called them out on this. Why was this done? Well, if they try to use mail-in ballots, these people don't have to prove that they're citizens. And they can actually cheat in the election, just like they did during 2020. But what happens when we swamp them or we come in as a freight train and they can't override the system with enough ballots? What do they do? Well, if war is approaching and they know they can't beat Trump and they have to beat Trump or they go to jail, they're going to have to try to postpone the election. Think about what Trump just did right now. He's forcing people to go to the poll centers. By forcing people to go to the poll centers during wartime, wouldn't you want to know if everyone's a citizen that is voting? Because this is a very critical time. Actually, this is a national security issue, isn't it? So Trump just set it up. The people agree with him. Do you think this will be hard to do during this period of time? I don't believe so. So no matter which way the deep state goes, they're not going to be able to win this. They're screwed. And remember, this is the court of public opinion. This is the people watching them. Elon has millions and millions of people. He already called them out on it. Trump, he already called them out on it. Set them up and trap them. Remember, this comes back to the people. When everything hits the fan and they try to shut down the elections, one way or another, cyber attack, you name it, you're going to have to go to the voting centers in person. Do you think the illegals are going to go to the voting centers in person? Absolutely not. And if, which I do believe is going to happen, if these same people who invaded our country, because the deep state is allowing their armed forces to come in here. That's who they really are. They're military age men. They are their armed forces. They're foot soldiers. If they start attacking the country and there's events here, this is a national security threat, which means people will be okay saying, I am a citizen. Give me a paper ballot. Let's count it in one day. They'll be okay with the National Guard guarding the elections. So I do believe Trump has now set this up. The timing is absolutely perfect. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we're starting to hear murmurs of a vice president, and it seems that people now are pointing to a specific person. Now, once again, General Flynn, I do believe, would make a very good vice president. There are not many other people that have the ability to stand up against the deep state. But there is one person, Devin Nunes. Devin Nunes, Kash Patel, they did the research. They stood up to the deep state with Russian collusion. And what's very interesting is that Roger Stone said Devin Nunes is the dark horse candidate for Trump's VP. Actually, General Flynn said, and Devin Nunes would make for a great POTUS. And he put this out on X. And now we have Devin Nunes in the spotlight. And I do believe Devin would make an incredible vice president. He's strong. He knows what's going on. He went up against the deep state. They tried to destroy him, but he stood tall. And now he's running Truth Social. And he's continually going up against the deep state. Because what do they want to do? They want to shut down Truth Social. So I do believe these individuals, General Flynn and Nunes, would make an incredible VP. And I think people are starting to recognize this now. Now, it might be somebody else, but these are two good candidates right here. Now, we could see that the plan is definitely working. And how do we know this? Because the New York Times put out a very interesting article. It says 4 years out, some voters look back at Trump's presidency more positively. A new poll by the New York Times and Siena College finds that voters think highly of former president's record on the economy, but memories of his divisiveness largely remain intact. Of course, I have to throw that in, which shows you that the people, they're waking up. The people are seeing this. And Trump, he's told us many, many times over and over and over, he can prevent World War III. So as we go down this path, you're going to see a lot of people wake up. And I just want to go back to Post 521, January 13, 2018. It says, we're fighting for life. We're fighting for good. We're at war, an information war. Not everything will be clean. Scare, necessary event. Do you trust the military? Do you trust the chain of command? Have faith. We are in control. Patriots, Patriots Day, have faith. You are chosen for a reason. You're being provided with the highest level of intel to ever be dropped publicly in the history of the world. Use it. Protect and comfort those around you. Where we go one, we go all. And I want to go back to Post 3966. This is April 15, 2020. It says, imagine if we weren't here. While difficult, it is important to understand this must be done by the book. Average people must be able to digest and accept factually events. FISA lead-in, stage one, act one. And then let's go to Post 4407, June 4th, 2020. Important to understand, only at the precipice, moment of destruction, will people find the will to change. And that is what we're approaching. Because remember, this is all about the 2024 election. This is all about taking back the country. This is about waking the people up and having them walk through the door. Trump opened it, but he can't tell them to go through. He can't tell people, listen, vote for me or you're going to have war. Vote for me or the economy is going to crash. Vote for me or they're going to bring in all these illegals and destroy the country. Vote for me or everything that you've known is going to come to a screeching halt. He can't tell the people that. He has to show them. That's the only way they will make a decision. Remember, it's up to the person to make the decision. So he wants to show the country and he has to have the country experience it. And once the people start to experience it, that's when they come to the realization, yes, we cannot continue this way. I do not want a war. I don't want my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, my uncle, my cousin to go to war. I don't want my city destroyed. I don't want my home destroyed. This is where all of this is headed. And I do believe the plan is working. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.